But the Gemara answers the reason why Reb Shimon does not hold like this is because he holds like this.
Lehochi kosor rachmona li edus. The Torah writes in Vayikra Hey the parash of Shavuos Edus right next to Gabe Shavuos Bitui, the Gabe Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. All these three cases, you have the Korban Olah V'Yorid. So it says the three together. Now, the Bekulam Nemavehem V'Nelam. In the parash of Shavuos Bitui, it says clear V'Nelam only if you're a Shoigin. In the parash of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim, it says V'Nelam only if you're a Shoigin. V'Kan Lo Nemavehem V'Nelam. And here in the parash of Shavuos Edus, it does not say the word V'Nelam. Why? It's something special. It's teaching us L'Chayev Ala Mezik Shoigin. Here, Reb Shimon holds it's a clear limud that by Shavuos Edus you do not need a venelum, and just the opposite, it's only benezid, and not if you're a shoygig. So therefore, even though there's a gzera shava of techot or techta of pikodin from Edus, but you only use that to teach us that Edus is only by money, just like by pikodin. Now, even though pikodin itself is only b'shoygig, not benezid, because learned out from Mila, but I do not use that gzera shava to teach it back to Edus. To say Edus is also only b'shoigig, because Edus is in its own parsha has its own limud. Edus has its own limud. It does not say the word v'nelam, even though in the other two things right next to it does say the word v'nelam. So that's the proof to say that Edus is only b'mezid and not b'shoigig. Now the Mishnah says, "Mashbi ani aleichem." If Reuven says to two Edim, "I want you to swear that you know Edus." If you're not going to come to say this for me, what? Sha'omar ish ploini literally masayim zuz. That you two Edim know, you heard the way Shimon said to me that he's going to give me $100. Sha'omar ish ploini literally masayim will give me $200. V'loy nosan, and the person did not give it to me. And so Reuven says, listen, you two Edim know it. I want you to swear to me about to say this. So even if they swear false, still harayel upturim. They're potter from the korban shvuah sedus. Why? Shein chayovim elo al tfiyas momen kipikodim. The parash of Edus is only talking about money, where Reuven says to the Edim, you know that he vadai for sure owes me the money. Like he did something wrong, he borrowed the money. Like kipikodim, where I gave you something to watch. Mashenken over here, Rashi says, that she yochol loymar chazranibi. Here, even though it's true, the person yesterday said, I'm going to give you a present, but he has the right to retract, he has the right to change his mind. So it's not called the Vadai Chiv money, therefore it's not like it's Kodon, there's no Shavuos Edus. Mashbi ani aleichem, another case is, Reuven says to Edim, Kishetedu li Edus. I want you to swear to me now, that later on, if you ever know Edus for me, you'll come and say it. Shetavo v'teduni. And they say, no, we swear right now that even if we know Edus later, we will not come and say for you. So in such a case, even though they swear false, or they swear something they're not supposed to swear, but still they're potter. Because here the case is they swore before they even knew the Edus. And we'll see in the Gemara, the Pasuk is Mashmano, that first they saw the Edus, and they're supposed to come and say it, and now they're swearing false. That's the Pasha of Shavuos Edus. Not in the case where the Shavuah took place before the Edus. What's going to be Omar the Beis HaKnesses? Reuven comes into Shul one morning, comes to the Beis HaKnesses, V'yom. He says like this. He says to the whole minion, Mashbi ani aleichem. I want all of you to swear, like I'm putting a Shavuah upon all of you. Shematim yoidim li, if any one of you, Shematim, if you know Edus for me, Shetavov v'teduni, you should all come and say Edus for me. And all of them say, no. V'lochurat erel p'turim. Still, they're all potter from a korban shavuos edus. Ad shei miskavin lehem, because the locher of a teveya means Reuven has to go to the edim and say, like atem ede, to say carefully, you are my edim. Here, they just walked in and say, amashbiya kulchem. That's not enough. You are not miyachid. You do not separate, set aside the edus. There's no parsha shavuos edus. What's going to be omal ishnayim mashbiya ni aleichem? You say to two edim, I'm putting a shavuah upon you two. Ish plon yiploni, shematim yoidim liyedis, shetavol v'teduni, shvua shenon yoidim luchreidis, that they swear that they do not know edis, but really, v'heim yoidim liyedis, you know how really they do know edis, eid mipiyed, they only know the edis eid mipiyed, they did not see it themselves, they only heard it over from another aid. So anyway, they're not fit to be an aid, because Eid mi pi Eid is possible. So in such a case, even though they swore false, they are potter from a korban shvuos Eidus, because they were not fit to be real Eidim. The same thing, I show you echad mihem korban apostle, or else if one of these two Eidim was a korban apostle, again, harayel upturim, even though they swore false, but these Eidim were not fit to be Eidim. So the question is, this chiddush of korban apostle we had before in the Mishnah, and there's a Tosefta that says, here it says lashon of echad mihem. The chiddush is, let's say there were three Eidim here, and only one of them was a korban. So really the other two were fit to be Eidus. Still we hold no, we hold the klal of Nims Echamim, Korv Apostle, Kulam Betelim. So since the three of them were together, and one of them is a Korv, he makes all three Tzulim. So therefore, even though the other two swear false, and they by themselves would have been fit to say Eidus, but now that they came together with the Apostle, it's called Kulam Betelim, they're part of the Korv and Shrua. What's going to be Sholach Piyar Avdoi? Again, Reuven, somebody owes him money, so instead of he himself asking the Eidim, he sends an Eved, he sends a slave, his servant task. Or else not Reuven, the one that wants to collect the money, but the opposite, Shimon, the one that has to pay the money, the Nitva, he says, Mashbi ani alechem, I want you to wait and to swear for me. Shimatem yoidim uyedis, shetavova teiduni, that if you know Eidis, you should come and say Eidis. And they swear false. In these last two cases, Hareil Pturim, the Eidim Apota. Why? The klal is, Ad Sheyishmu Mipi HaTaveya. The Gzeres Kosev is, Shavuot Eidus is only if the Taveya, the one that's asking for the money, the Reuven that's supposed to receive the money, he himself has to go to the Eidim and tell the Eidim, I want you to say Eidus for me, and if they say no, he has to make them swear. But a Shliach, or the Nitva, they're not in this Pasha Shavuot Eidus. You need the Taveya, nobody else. Tana Rabbanim, Mashbieni Aleichem, I'm swearing, I'm putting the swearing upon you, in Lo Tavova Teidu, Shomar Ish Pleini, Litzinli Masayim Zuz, that you know the way somebody said, he will give me $200, Lo Nosan, Yochol Yechayovim, now that the two Eidim swore false. Maybe there's a parash of Korban Shvua, Talmud Loima, Techata L'Gzei Rashova. I have L'Gzei Rashova, it says the word Techata here, and in the parash of Pikodin. Nemakan techato by Eidus, v'nemalahalam by Pikod and techato. Malahalam betvias mamon v'yeshloi. Just like by Pikod and your taina, there is that you gave the shomer something of yours to watch, and you want it back. So v'yeshpo, you gave him something of yours, he has to give it back to you. Afkan by shvuas Eidus also, betvias mamon v'yeshloi. It has to be that you're asking these Eidim to say this on something that it was yours already, that you gave it to somebody, that somebody owes you that money, vadai. But over here, what somebody just said, he will give you a present, that's only at most, only an eder, it's not called the chi of money, there's no pasha shvuas Eidus. Then the Mishnah says, mashbi ani aleichem, kishetaydu li Eidus, that when you will know Eidus for me, and they swear, no, they'll never say for you. Tana Rabbonin, mashbi ani aleichem, kishetaydu, when you will know, li Eidus, shetavova teiduni, yoch li yechayovim, maybe yechayv in such a case, you swore false, Talmud the post says v'shama kol olo v'eid oiro or yoda. So v'shama kol olo, that means the shvua, that first you wrote the shvua and you swore the what, that really you did not know the edus, but who aid, you really were an aid. So idashin misha kodma edus l'shvua, it has to be that you were an aid, you were fit to be an aid. For loisha kodma shvuli edus, and not in the case that the shvua came before the edus. That says who aid. Mashma, that time when he's making you swear, when he's making the Ola, you are fit to be an aid. And not in this case, that now you're not fit to be the aid yet. He comes into shul and he says, Alosh and Rabbim, I want everybody here to be in the shrua. So it's not chal. Omar Shmuel, Afilu aid of Binayim. Even if the aidim are in shul, still, and they also swear false, they're potter. Because it's not called the Taveya, ask them separately. But the Mavshita, of course, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. L'tzricha, the Chiddush is, Tikor Yalayu, that the Taveya, when he came into Shul, he came in and stood right over here, next to the two Eidim. So he came right next to them. So Mazatayim, I would have thought to say,
command the Yomel Hudomi, it's like he's talking to these two Edim, Kamash Mullah, no. The Sinti said a Lashon, I want everybody here to swear to me, he did not just say to the two Edim, that's not called being Tavei the Edim, their potter. Tanya Nam Yach, we'll learn like this also. Roya Siyua Shobnei Yodim, you saw a whole bunch, a gathering of people. Oimdim, the Edim B'neim, and the two Edim that you want them to say this for you, they're amongst this group of people. For Yomalem, and you go to the whole group and say, Mashbieni Aleichem, I want a shul be put upon all of you. Imatim Yodim Liedis, Shetavov with you, you should come and say this for me. Yoch Yechayov, and they all say, no, no, no. Maybe since the Edim also said no, they're saying a false shvua, they should be chayiv. Talmud, the Pasuk says, Vu Eid, Vareila Yachar Edav. Vu Eid means he is the Eid, you're talking to him. And here, when you just say all of you, you're not miyachet, the separate Edim, that's not called a tzvias for a shua. Yochla, I would have thought to say, Yafilu Omar, Koloim Dimkan, if he says Lashon of Koloim Dimkan, that's like saying every single one separately, Koloim Dimkan, maybe that's no good either. Talmud, the Pasuk says, Vu'eid, for a yachtava Edav, that's enough. If you say Koloim Dimkan, like excluding other people and only the people that are standing here, that's more of a Lashon to the point. He meant to say the people standing next to him. So it could be Rashi means only in the case of Shmuel before, where the person is standing next to the two Edim. Even though he says, Kol Oimdim Kan, but he's standing next to him, he meant to say, these people standing right next to me. And therefore that's considered like you mafarish these two Edim. What's going to be Omal Lishnayim Mashbiyani Aleichem? Zer Rabbonim. Omar Lishnai, Mashbian Elechem, Plony Plony, Yamatim Yoidim Liedis, Yatovah Vetudi, for a Yoidim Liedis. And they know Edis how, only Eid Mithiyad, or Yishoyachim Emkorav Apostle, Yoch Liechayovim, but Lamaisa they swore false, so they swore they know nothing, and really they know something, just they're not kosher to be in Edis. Maybe they're Chayav the Korban Shua for swearing false. Tam Lemon, the Apostle says, Im Lo Yagid, for no Savoinoi. That the Aver is because they did not say the Raiders. So we're talking about Veruyin Lahagoda Kosamadaber. We're talking about somebody that's fit to be an aid, and you're denying it, then you're Chayiv. But here that you're only aid Mithiyad or a Korav, that you're possible anyway, there's no Pasha Korban Shua. Sholach Tir Avdoi, you yourself, the Tavei himself, does not ask the Aidim. Right, right. They're not Chayiv or Korban Shua. Because. Right, right. Because since even if they would say Edis, Bezal will not be mekabel them, so now that they hold themselves back, they're not in the parsha. Shiluch b'yer avdoi, let's say the Tavei himself does not come, just he sends his Evid to ask for the Shvua. Tana Rabbonin, sholach b'yer avdoi oy shom alehem ha-nitfa, or else not the Tavei, the Nitfa says, mashbieni alechem, shematim yodim l'yedis, shetavo v'teduhu, yoch l'yechayov maybe l'yechayiv. Because the Maisa, these Edim are Kosher Edim, they know the Edis, and they're swearing false that they do not know the Edis. So the Maisa, they did the Maisa Avera, they swore false, so they should be Chayiv. Talmudim, the Pasuk says no. Im lo yagid v'no asa avoinoi. It says, im lo yagid, if they did not say Edis. So what? What's the Maisa Talmud? What's the limit over here? How do we know it has to be in front of the Taveya though? Amar Ablozo, im lo yagid ksiv. It says Moloi with the Vav. It doesn't just say Lamed Aleph im Lo Yagid, it says Lamed Vav Aleph. As if to say, im Loi Lo Yagid. It has to be that he is not saying the Shua to him. What does Loi mean? The Taveya. That the one that needs the Shua, he is not, the one that needs the Edis, the Edim are not saying to him. Because he has to be there. He has to, like, being denying it to Loi, to the Taveya, the one that needs the Shua. Then v'nosa avoynoi. Then if they swear false, then the chayav the korban shvua. But v'im l'yachar l'yaget pata. But if it's only the denying the rages to somebody else, to the nitva, or else to the shliach, that's not called loy, the special zayas akosav, im loy yagid, then you're pata from korban shvua. It only applies v'im loy yagid, the extra vav, teaches as if it says loy, that you have to deny it to him, to the tevei himself. Mishnah says, Mashbieni ani alechem. That's one lashon. That on the Taveya says to the Edim, I want to put a shvu upon you if you do not say the Edis. Or else mitzav ani alechem. I want to put like a mitzvah upon you people that you have to say the Edis. Or else I srachem ani.
I'm putting an ister upon you. Is a reyel lechayavim. These cases are also a lashon of a shvua. We'll see in the Gemara that he ended off with shvua. So he meant to say with a shvua. Therefore, if the edim deny it, they chayav a korban shvua. What about if the Tveya just says, I want you to swear, but I want you to say this for me, Vashemayim Mevoretz, he only said Vashemayim Mevoretz, then Harielu Pturim, then the Potter. Vashemayim Mevoretz does not mean like Hashem, does not mean Loshen of a Shvua, it only means I want you to swear, I want you to say this, by the Shemayim Mevoretz, that's not a Loshen of a Shvua, therefore you're Potter. The Aleph Dalad, he swears, with the name of Hashem, the Adoy, or else, the Yudkei, Rels Bishakai, Bitzvokois, Bechanan Verachum, the Erech Apayim, Verav Ches, any one of these words, or Vechola Kinuyin, any Kinuy, any secondary name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harel Chayavim, that's also a Lashon of a Shvua. But here in the Pasha Shvua say this, it does not say the word Shvua. It says, Vishoma Kerel Olo, you heard the Kerel of an Olo. So these things are also included in the word Olo. Rashi says, Vizuhi Olo. But the words of Hashem are also included, are also enough for the Shvua. Harielu Chayavim. Or this is when the Tzavei is coming to the Edim and saying, I want you to say this for me. And they say no. So he says, I want you to say it like in Hashem's name. Like I'm telling you, I want you to say it over in the name of Hashem. Like I'm putting Hashem's name upon you if you do not say the Edis. That's like putting a shvua upon him if he does not say the edus, and he still says no, that's called his kafah b'shvua and the b'chayv korban. The same thing, hamakalal b'kulam, if you curse Hashem with any one of these names, chayif yichayif misa, as kilas Hashem as not only the shem hamafarish, but even with the kinuyim. Dibur Rabbi Meir, v'chom and poichim, they say no, you only chayif if you curse Hashem with the shem hamafarish, but not with the kinuyim. They hold yipotah from misa. We'll have in the Gemara to learn out from Sukkim. Hamakalal over the imai, if you curse your father, your mother, the pasuk says yichayiv misa, is bekulan chayiv. You have to use Hashem's name. So any one of the kenuyim is enough to be mechayiv your misa. Dibur Rabbi Meir, that's where Meir sheet again. The Chum and Poitrim, they say no. That if you makalal your father, your mother, yichayiv misa, that's only to use the shame of Hashem, not the kenuyim of Hashem. Hamakalal atzmai, let's say someone just curses himself with Hashem's name, even if he uses the real Hashem's name, but he's not cursing Hashem, or he's not cursing his parents. He's only cursing himself. Or else the chaveroi, the kulu ma'avolaisa say, you're only over love. That that you chayiv misa, if you curse somebody, it's only if you curse Hashem, or if you curse your parents. But if you curse somebody else, even with Hashem's name, the real Hashem's name, still it's only a love, not more. Must be somebody says, Yaklecho Hashem Elokim. That's the way somebody curses somebody. Ros v'chem Yaklecho Elokim. Some said the Loshen should be Yaklechem. Different pasuk. Zui Ola Ksuva V'Torah. That's the Ola that it says in the Torah. Rashi says it means Zui Ola Mama Liyedim. Echad Min Amikroyish Shabeklolus. Yaklecho Hashem B'Shechefes. Im Loi Tiduni. That's the way you say to the Edim. Yaklecho Hashem. Hashem should give you this punishment. B'shechefes, with the sickness. If you don't say Edis, Rav Yaakov Hashem Kegoin Shoyecha the Kura, somebody was learning the Torah, and he was up to these Klolos Shabbat Torah, and you said now that today is set for the Edim, Kein Yaakov, the same way Hashem should give you this curse, if you do not come to Edis for me, that's also called B'shoma Kerl Olo. The Pasuk does not say there has to be a Loshen of a Shavua there, it's enough Kerl Olo. There's enough as if there's a curse there. If the Tveya says to the Edim, if you do not come and say this now, I want this curse to apply to you, and he still says, no, I'm not going to come and say, that's also the Pasha of Shavuot say this. What about if he says like this, Al Yakecho, the Tveya says to the Edim, listen, if you come and say this, then you will not receive this curse. Or else, Bivorachecho, if you come and say, then you should be blessed. V'yetelecho, then it should be good to you. So from this we understand that he's saying, if you come, it should be good. So we understand if you do not come, I mean to say it should be a klolo. Is that called a klolo or not? So we may mechayiv, yes, it may hold mechlal hein after shemei alav, that from the yes you hear the no. So it's like you spoke out, that if you do not come and say this for me, then I want the curse to go upon you. So that's called the Edim heard, v'shoma kol olo, they heard a curse put upon them, and still they did not say the Eidus, the Chai of the Korban Shrua. However, the Chomim, the Chomim say no, that Shrua, the Klol has to be, you speak out clearly, you put a curse upon the Eidim. But here, where you only told them a Brocha, and a Mechlau Lava to Shemei Hain, that's not enough. Now the Gemara says, Mashbieni Aleichem, my Koma. What exactly did the Tevei say to the Eidim? What's the beginning of the Mishnah? And it starts off, Mashbieni ani alechem, or Metzava, when he says Metzava ani alechem, what exactly did he say? Omri Rav Yehuda Ochikoma, Mashbieni alechem, v'shvua mor batara. I want to put a shvua upon you two Eidim, that if you do not come and say, the shvua should be upon you. Or else, Metzava ani alechem, v'tzava mor batara. I want to put like the mitzvah. Rashi says, Eilu ha-mitzvahs. I want to put this mitzvah upon you that you have to say Eidus. Or else, Yisrachem ani, I want to put an Issa, the Issa Roma Batero, with the Issa that says in the Torah. That's his Lashon, is what he meant to say. That he's putting something upon the Eidim, that's also considered the Shom HaKil Ola, and the Eidim still deny it, the Chayav HaKorban. Omalei Abaya, Elohot HaTorni, that's what Rebbe said, Elohot HaTorni Rebbe Chia, Kuv Lechem, that I'm going to chain you up, Kuv Lechem, is also, it's Kuv Lechem ani, Harienu Chayavim, they're also Chayav. If the Tevei said to the Eidim, that if you're not going to say this, I'm going to chain you, I'm going to lock you up, they're also Chayiv. The question is, Koyvul be arise to Miksiv. There's no Russian Koyvul in the Torah. That's not called Vishom HaKol Ola. You're not hearing any curse, anything wrong on the Lashon of the Torah. So you can't tell me before, Mitzavani means with the Lashonis of the Torah, or Esracha means with the Easter of the Torah, because here Koyvul has no Lashon in the Torah. And rather, what the Mishnah means to say is like this. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Mashbiyani alechem b'shvua. That the Eidim end off with the Lashon of a Shvua. Meaning, I want to put a Shvua upon you two Eidim if you do not say Eidus for me. And the same thing, Mitzavani alechem b'shvua. I want to put a commandment upon you, meaning he ends up with a Shvua. The main thing that's mechayiv them is the fact that Tevei ends up with the Lashon of a Shvua. And the same thing, Oisrachem ani b'shvua, and Kuvlachem ani b'shvua. So then it's good. The Eidim, any Lashon that the Teveya is scaring the Eidim, you have to say, I'm going to put an Issa, I'm going to lock you up, if you do not, and he ends up b'shvua, that I mean to put a shvua upon you, that you have to say Eidus for me, and still they say no, in all these cases, the Chai of the Korban, shvuas. I don't know. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "V'yalav dalid v'yud kei b'shaka etzvokas d'chan of rachum v'chapayim v'rochesim." L'meim, you want to tell me the chan of rachum shemus ninu? They're included in the shemus of Hashem, and therefore sit in v'shom hakol ola. Or a minu, I have a question. It says clearly, "Yesh shem Hashem chokim." There are certain names of Hashem that we are allowed to erase. V'yesh shem Hashem chokim, and there are some names that are written down of Hashem where now they're allowed not to erase it. Elohein Shem Hashem Chokim. These are names you're not allowed to erase. Kegoin, Keil, Elakecha, Elakim, Elakechem, Eyashoyim, El Aleph, Dalar Adoy, VeYutei, Shakai, Tzvokois, Harei Elohein Chokim. These Shemus are the real Shemus of Hashem. They're not Chokim. You can't erase them. Avol, HaGodol, HaGiba, HaNoiru, HaAdir, VeYachozik, VaAmitz, VaAzuz, Chanan, VeRachem, Erachapayim, VeChesed, Harei Elohein Chokim. These words, you're allowed to erase. So you see, Chanam Rachum is not called a Hashem's name. So here by Yeshua, why is he Chayiv? Amr Abaya, Mas Nisan, when the Tadeya said to the Eidim, he meant to say, the me Shuchan, he meant to say with the person, that is Chanan. That's what he meant to say. He meant to say to Hashem.
Yeah.
Right. Smur says, Mas Nisan, Mishnah just means, the me Shuchanan. They're not saying the word Chanan that itself should mean Hashem's name. They mean to the one that is